Today it's a new day, it's a fresh day. I hope you're up shaking and baking. Welcome to the Paul Four Podcast. Today we're gonna have an amazing time. Today we will learn a lot today. All right, well done everybody. How's everybody doing today? It's Friday. I hope you're having a good time, man. I'm having a good time today. We're gonna learn a lot of things today. We will be looking at how to activate the sales predatory drive within you, or the predatory drive within you for success. Because I'm a salesperson, I'm going to be coming from that perspective. Good day, everybody. What's up, everybody? How you doing today? It's a new day. It's a fresh day. Hope you're up shaking and baking. We are going to learn a lot of things on tonight. So let's go. For those of you who are just watching me on Instagram for the first time, if this is your first time coming on my live Instagram, welcome. Those of you who are returning guests, I want to say thank you for coming and also welcome. And if you can hear me, say yes, I can hear you on Instagram. All right, let's get into it. Before we proceed, this episode of the Paul Four Podcast was powered by my company, Sales Factory. I'm doing a webinar really on this Sunday on the 18th. Called How to Achieve Your Sales Target. If you want to attend that webinar, click on the link on my bio to sign up for that webinar. It's going to be amazing. So let's get into the subject matter for today. How do you activate the predatory prey drive within you? Now, the truth of the matter is that who is a predator? A predator is a hunter. Is a go-getter. A predator does not wait for things to happen. They make things happen. Predators don't wait for things to happen. They make things happen. That is who a predator is. Now, all of us have that intrinsic drive within us to go for what it is that we want. We all have it. We have that predatorial drive inside of us to go for the things that we want. So how do you activate that drive? Number one, the predators know that, listen to me, if you don't hunt, you don't eat. If you do not hunt, you do not eat. Olawale James, welcome. They know that if you don't hunt, you don't eat. The predators have a deep-seated, compelling reason why they want to succeed. It is an intrinsic motivation. The motivation comes from within them. It is from inside of them. I heard a story of, is it a football player that won a particular match because his mother flew in to come and watch him, and his mother had cancer. And he said that he won that game because he does not want his mother to see him win, to see him lose in that her state. So that pushed him. That was his compelling reason. What is yours? So one of the ways to activate that predatory drive within you is to connect to your compelling reason. Your reason that drives you. The reason that activates the greatness within you. What is that? I don't know about you. I encourage people to always have a list. You know those people that tell you that you can't succeed? Those people that tell you that you can't make it? Those people that talk to you in an insultive way, they insulted you? Don't feel bad about that. If the people sent you an insult via text, via WhatsApp, right? Screenshot that insult. Create a file in your phone and call it my insult file. Every time you want to slow down, every time you don't want to push, every time you don't want to make that next sales call, every time you don't want to follow up on that next sales on that next client, go back to that list of people who told you that you cannot make it, that you are this, you are that. That will activate the predatory drive within you. I don't know if I'm making sense to anybody. It will activate it within you, because you see the thing called greatness, sorry, inside of you. You just need it to be flipped on. The switch is inside of you. We just need to flip it on. Did you get that? Now, on that way to activate the predatory drive within you is that you got to know what you want. A predator knows exactly what he wants. When a lion is going out for a prey, the lion is not distracted. The lion is not saying, do I want a goat or do I want a ram? The lion goes for what it wants. He knows exactly what he wants. And the lion strategizes and goes for it exactly. That's a predator for you. So you want to activate that predatory drive within you. You have to know what it is exactly that you want. What do you want? So go out for exactly what it is that you want. That's one way to activate, you know, that predatory drive within you. All right. The other thing that can activate the predatory drive within you is to ask yourself, what is it that you don't want to lose? What is that thing that you don't want to lose? You know, as human beings, right? The things that we lose, they are more painful to us than the things that we gain. You get that? The things that we lose are more painful to us than the things that we gain as humans. So you have to trick your brain to say, okay, these are the things that I don't want to lose. So you push yourself in that direction. You motivate yourself in that direction. What is it that you don't want to lose? Let that be a drive that pushes you, right? Next way to, you know, to activate that predatory drive within them is that they focus on income increasing activities in their business, in their sales. They focus on income generating activities, not on things that will not generate income. They focus on cash generating activities. You know, every business has different aspects. You as the salesperson, you as the entrepreneur, you need to focus on the activities that will generate income for your business and nothing else. What are those activities for you? How many calls would you have to make? How many contacts would you have to make? How many DM would you have to send? How many events would you have to attend? What are those cash generating activities that you need to focus all of your attention on? You get that? All right. Next, they have another way to activate the predatory drive within you is they have daily reminders of what it is that they want. They have daily reminders around them to remind them of the dreams or the goals that they say that they want. You see that? So that means that they read their goals in the course of the day. They don't read their goals once in a year. They don't write down their goals once in a year. They write down their goals every single day. They record their goals as a voice note in their phones, and they listen to that thing every single day. When they wake up in the morning, that's the first thing they listen to, because that begins to activate the predatory drive within them. Remember, a predator is someone that goes for what they want. And anytime you are writing down your goals and reading your goals, it's reminding you of the gap between where you are and where you want to be. So it forces you to go for it. It forces you to push for it. It forces you to go out for it. How can you write down your goals only once a year? How can you write down your goals only once in a while? If you want to create the result that you want and activate the predatory drive within you, it is important that you read that goal to yourself every single day. And then you write it down every single... Are you guys enjoying this? Those of you on Instagram watching this, I'm streaming live on Instagram, on YouTube, and for my podcast, The Powerful Podcast. Are you guys enjoying this? If you're enjoying this, give me some hearts. Give me some emojis. All right? Those of you who are listening to this on YouTube, can you drop a comment for me? All right. Again, remember, this episode of The Powerful Podcast was powered by Sales Factory. That's my company. All right? So I'm doing a webinar this Sunday, the 18th. This Sunday, We are close to 200 people have paid for that webinar. It's called How to Achieve Your Sales Target. How many of you like to attend that webinar? Say I. To attend that webinar, you click on the link on my Instagram bio to attend the webinar. It's a paid webinar. I think it's 60,000 naira. I gave a 20% discount, but I think the promo is over. If you still want the promo though, send me a DM if you're serious about it. The webinar is this Sunday. If you attend the webinar, you'll be added to my paid WhatsApp group for free for 1 month. You'll get access to all my books and so many great things, and notes too. Access to my book notes, because I read a lot and I take notes on an app called Notion. You get access to all of that. Who would like to join that webinar tonight? Say I. All right. You get that? Good. Next, another way to activate that prey drive within you is that they have standards within themselves that they don't want to drop from. They have standards in them that they don't want to reduce. They don't want to come down from those standards. Another way to activate the predatorial drive within you is that you have standards that you maintain and you don't want to reduce the standards. They stick to their standards. Their standards are high bars. They have bright lines. These are bright lines. Bright lines means in law, bright lines means the contract, where it's an agreement that you make with the person that you are making a contract with. You made a contract with yourself that this is a bright line. You are not going to cross this bright line. To activate the predatorial drive within you is that you've got to have standards within yourself that you say it will not drop from. You have a standard of the way you want to live your life. You have a standard of the accommodation you want to live in. You have a standard of how you want to raise your children. A predator does not reduce that standard. Rather, they step it up. Because the fear of going back to where they are coming from, you know, activates the predatorial drive within them. Did you get that? They have 24 hours light in their homes. They don't want to reduce that standard. They always have passive income. They don't want to reduce that standard. They always have money. They don't want to reduce that standard. I might talk to somebody. They always have the ability to buy a ticket and travel to anywhere in the world on holiday or whatever that you did. They don't want to reduce that standard. What is that standard? A predatorial drive says to you that, no, this is my standard and I am not coming down from that standard. From that standard. So that motivates them. The fear. You know, there are two things that motivate people. Pain or pleasure. Pain motivates people a lot. Pleasure also motivates people a lot. So you got to figure out your motivational triggers, all right? You see, in NLP, they taught us something, that there's something called an away motivation and a towards motivation. An away motivation is a person who is motivated off the back of the things that he doesn't want to happen to him. You say, oh, I don't want to add weight. No, I don't want to fail. That is an away motivation. It's good, but it's not very strong. The other set of people are people that have what we call a towards motivation. They are motivated towards something. They want to make a certain level of revenue. So they will pay whatever it takes, whatever price it takes for them to achieve that level of revenue. They'll pay for a coach. They'll pay for a trainer because they are motivated towards something. The strongest motivation is the towards motivation and not the away motivation. The thing about the danger with the away motivation is that when a person says, oh, I don't want to be fat. Maybe they're going to the gym and they say, okay, I don't want to be fat. That's an away motivation. Now, the moment they start losing weight a little bit, the motivation is dead. They don't push anymore. You do get that now? That's an away motivation. But those who are motivated towards something, the towards motivation is way stronger than the away motivation. I don't know if I'm making sense to anybody. You see, the towards motivation is an offensive motivation. They play offense. They don't wait for things to happen to them. They happen to things. They are like the scripture that says that you will take the battle to the gates of your enemy. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Because they are motivated towards something. It's not what they're trying to avoid. It's what they are going for. You get that? It's what they are going for. And because of that, they develop mastery. They are not mediocre in their craft. They pay for services. They pay for coaches. They read the books. They work on their craft. They make their arrow very, very sharp. Because they know that whenever problems are solved, wealth is created. So they know that it is their skill that they use to create wealth. So they sharpen that skill every day. They get better at their craft every day. Because because they believe that they are the solution, the client is the problem. Whenever they meet with the client, when problem and solution have sex, what is produced is money. Ah, this class is dope. Again, I want to remind you, I'm having a training this Sunday called How to Achieve Your Sales Target. I want you guys to attend that training. Click on the link on my Instagram bio or click on the link underneath this video to attend that training. All right? The other drive is that they have a strong bias for action. To activate the predatorial drive, you've got to have a very, very strong bias for action, not just thinking. Because action creates opportunities. Action creates action. An object will stay in a state of rest until something is exacted on it. So that is how you activate the predatorial drive within you. I hope this was useful to you. Who would like to attend the webinar tonight? So guys, those of you watching this on Instagram, please smash on the subscribe button. Those of you listening to this on the podcast on Spotify, please click the subscribe button. Subscribe to the podcast. Write a review and tell me what you think about, you know, the episode that you just learned. Share it. Click on the link underneath this video. And join the community, join the webinar. Or if you can't join the webinar, you join my WhatsApp community and, you know, grow your sales that way. I think I'm a pretty good trainer.